Well, very, very excited that we are able to be recognized for new school status. Only 14 schools applied for this last year and made it, and so we're one of the few. So we're very excited. And basically, structurally, we have to change things with our culture and how we do business so our academic improvement really increases. Mm-hmm. And we're able to do that at Robert Stewart and be recognized. And so we're excited about it. We're here to talk about it.
So what are some of the benefits then that you get once you reach new school status? Come on up. Now, Emily and Maddie, are you guys twins?
I was wondering that too.
Yeah, you guys look so much alike. So what are some of the improvements that you guys have seen?
The lockers have been repainted, and that makes the school inside look a lot better than it did before. And there are posters hanging that, like, encourage you to achieve your goals rather than, like, just saying stuff. But the outside is really good, too. They've added benches, and they have put rocks and shrubs in the landscape, so that has really made the school look better too.
Mr. Harper, you were part of the application process, is that right? You were working hard on that. And what kind of, besides the cosmetic stuff, what kind of other improvements are put into the school?
Well, as our students here just said, we made some school goals. So instead of just kind of striving towards excellence willy-nilly, we have clear cut and pretty simple school goals. And so one of our school goals is to have school pride. And so what these ladies just mentioned is we made a lot of improvements on the outside of our school, on the inside of our school, to foster that school pride. And once we have school pride in our school culture, we are able to meet some fantastic ISAT goals. And so that's true student improvement in their learning.